Maintains to make melodies for MCs, motivates to break some everlasting. I can go on for days and days with rhyme displays that engrave deep as x-rays. I can take a phrase that's rarely heard, flip it, now it's a daily word. I can get iller than armor, killing a bomb, but no alarm. Rakim will remain calm. Self-esteem make me super superb and supreme. Before a microphone, still I fiend. This was a tape, I wasn't supposed to break. I was supposed to wait, but let's motivate. I wanna see and keep following and swallowing. Taking the making, biting and falling. Brothers try and others die to get the formula, but I'ma let you sweat, you still ain't warm. You a step away from frozen, stiff as if you're posing. Dig into my brain as the rhyme gets chosen. So follow me, or what you're thinking you were first. Let's travel at magnificent speeds around the universe. What could you say as the earth gets further and further away? Planets are small as the balls of clay, astray into the Milky Way. World's out of sight, far as the eye can see, not even a satellite. Now stop and turn around and look, as you stare in the darkness, your knowledge took. So keep staring, soon you suddenly see a star. You better follow it, cause it's the R. This is a lesson if you're guessing and if you're borrowing. Hurry, hurry, step right up and keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, rock chemistry. Follow the leader, rock chemistry. Follow the leader, rock chemistry.
Keep following, rock chemistry. Journey, you're the journal, I'm the journalist. Am I eternal or an eternalist? I'm about to flow long as I could possibly go. Keep you moving cause the crowd says so, dance. Cuts rip your pants, every beat on the blades bleeding to death, call an ambulance. Pull out my weapon and start to squeeze. A magnum as a microphone, murdering MCs. Let's quote a rhyme from a record I wrote.
Follow the leader.
Yeah, don't. Cause every time I stop, it seems you're stuck. Soon as you try to step off, you're self-destruct. I came to overcome before I'm gone, by showing and proving and letting knowledge be born. Then after that, I'll live forever. You disagree, you say never, then follow me. From century to century, you'll remember me in history, not a mystery or a memory. Called by nature, mind raised in Asia. Since you was tricked, I have to raise ya from the cradle to the grave. But remember, you're not a slave, cause we was put here to be much more than that. But we couldn't see it because our mind was trapped. But I'm here to break away the chains, take away the pains, remake the brains, rebuild my name. I guess nobody told you a little knowledge is dangerous. It can't be mixed, diluted, it can't be changed. The switch, here's a lesson if you're guessing and following. Hurry, hurry, step right up and keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, rock chemistry. Follow the leader, rock chemistry. Follow the leader, rock chemistry. Follow the leader, rock chemistry.
A verified freestyle, lyrics of fury. My third eye make me shine like jewelry. You're just a renter rapping, your rhymes are minute-made. I'll be here when it fade and watch it flip like a renegade. I can't wait to break and eliminate on every trade of a snake, so stay awake and follow because the tempo's a trail. The stage is a cage, the mic is a third rail. I'm Rakim, the fiend of a microphone. I'm not him, so leave my mic alone. Soon as the beat is felt, I'm ready to go. So fasten your seatbelt, cause I'm about to flow. No need to speak, slow down and let the leader lead. Word to daddy. Indeed, the R's a roller stone, so I'm rolling. Directions told them the rhymes are stolen. Stop bugging, a brother said dig him. I never dug him, he couldn't follow the leader long enough, so I drug him. Into danger zone, he should arrange his own. Face it, this basic, erase and change the tone. It's one R in the alphabet. It's a one letter word and it's about to get more complex from one rhyme to the next. Every D be easy on the flex. I've been from state to state, followers tailgate. Keep coming, but you came too late, but I wait. So back up, regroup, get a grip, come equipped. You're the next contestant, clap your hands, you want a trip. The price is right, don't make a deal too soon. How many notes get your name this tune? Follow the leader is a title theme task. Now you know you don't have to act. Rap is rhythm and poetry, cuss create sound effects. You might catch up if you follow the records he wrecks. Until then, keep eating and swallowing. You better take a deep breath and keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, rock chemistry.
Keep following.
Rock chemistry. Follow the leader, rock chemistry. Follow the leader, rock chemistry. Follow the leader, rock chemistry.
Rock him and say peace.
Follow the leader, rock him and say. Follow the leader, rock him and say. Follow the leader, rock him and say.
Follow the leader. Follow the leader.
Hey, it's the Dusty Show. It really is. On WFMU, 8 minutes after six, Clay Pigeon behind the microphone. I'm glad you're there. Got some friends already on the Acu playlist checking in to say hello, Herb and Geezer and Greg and Melinda and Dale, all my friends. You can get on the homepage and head right to that Acu playlist and interact with the Acu veterans. I encourage you to do that. Thanks for Marathon. I want to get that in there. Boy, you guys really came through. It was a great marathon for me and, of course, more importantly, for WFMU. It kind of blew everybody's mind. I had a feeling going in we would make it this year, but the way that it happened was just incredible. So thank you. Thank you for your pledges. It's easy to read through that list of names just so fast, you know. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Cindy. Thanks, Caleb. Thanks, Beulah. And not transfer any meaning behind it, but every once in a while I really sit and think, man, that people gave a lot of money to you and to the station. So you start with things like the Henry Mancini into the Eric B. to give some kind of a payoff for what you've done. I don't know what I'm doing. Fabio's not here. He's okay, though. We've been communicating, and my brother's all right. He's strong. I miss him, though. Really miss him. I wish he was here, you know, to take calls. I got the phone in front of me, but I don't know. 201-209-9368 if you're so inclined. Especially if you've never called or you haven't called for a year or something. Check in. Are you out there in Bogalusa, Louisiana? Walla Walla, Washington? Saskatoon? Isn't this nice, this Nancy Wilson, one of the Heart Sisters, a song called Elevator. Pretty one. I love Queen's first album. I have to just maybe taking it easy after Marathon, if that's all right. Spend some time with you, listen to some music. Miss you, Freddie.
Yesterday, my life was in ruin. Now today,
got to highlight away.
day. God knows what I'm doing. Anyway, I should be doing all right. Doing all right.
Steve Reich, music for 18 musicians. It's beautiful, isn't it? Does it help when I'm talking over it? I know it doesn't. I can't help myself. But I hear that bass clarinet. I was just looking outside at the sunlight and thinking how sometimes sunshine is it wrong if it's hard to, if you'd rather it was cloudy sometimes? That warm blanket over the earth of cloudiness? Charcoal safety? Sun exposure in the glare and the hard shadows. No escape. No escape. No escape. such a monk. What's your favorite craft work? This is my favorite one, Computer World, favorite one. 1981. Discussion now on the AccU about cloudy versus sunny, the coexistence of both. The problem is this thing scrolls. Just as I'm ready to read your comment, it scrolls on me and I can't recover.
In Tobol and Deutsche Bank.
Ain't no favors, they gon' outline you and chop. to play with the cash. Go on LeBron and Spaz. I like to play with the cash. Go to Chanel and Spaz. I like to go to the jeweler. Tell him to make me some glass. I like to play with the cash. Go to Chanel and Spaz.
When I come home, baby, and I've been working all night long, I put my daughter on my knee, and she said, "Daddy, what's wrong?" She whispered in my ear so sweet. You know what she said? She said, part of town, but I go see her sometime. We make love so fine. I put my head on her shoulder. She said, "Tell me all your trouble." You know what she said? She said,
Stones bummed about Chuck Berry's death. Oh, they loved him, Chuck Berry.
I'm fooling. Ah, yeah.
I always liked Black and Blue.
I'm a certified fool. Ah, yeah, yeah.
Such a weird time for the Stones. Punk was going on, new wave. What were they going to do?
What?
But they certainly weathered it. The Rolling Stones, man, woman, child. Fool to cry. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Ken was in, visiting with Ken for a second. That music in the background, Stones, just, you know, we didn't mention it, but it had to take us back, right? He back to the campus at Ann Arbor. Me to the cornfields of Southwest Iowa. Just soaking it up. So easy to get hyped here, just hyped. So much caffeine, and I tried to back off today. I'm trying to relax, man. Calm down a bit. Ease. I love this hot tuna. Is anybody out there? You out there, listeners? Fredericks is out there. Hey, man. From Newport Richie, Florida. Good friend from a long time ago. You have friends like that? Fredericks and I, we didn't really hang out. It's weird when you move away from somewhere and then you become friends with somebody from your old scene that you didn't really hang out with them, but now you're communicating and I guess you're just showing, hey, you know, wasn't in the cards for us to hang all the time, but now that the years have passed, I like you, man, I like you. You're in my life. Yorma. Oh, she's a great guitar player. Somebody's... I don't know if this will work out. Yeah. Hold on. You can call. I was going to mention it. This would be a good time while I have this instrumental on. Either way, 201-209-9368, or I can keep playing music. Or talking. I'll stop. Pretty soon here, in a minute, I'll stop talking. But I had just a couple more points I wanted to make. I was just, you know, I grabbed a few albums before I left the house. Wait, here we go. I hear you, David. Hey, David, what's up, man? Yeah, you hear me? Yeah. I wanted to read this. Sorry, David. I wanted to read this Grand Funk, the back of the Closer to Home album. Some Terry Knight hype. Terry Knight was their manager, controversial manager, any leader of Terry Knight in the pack. But I like these liner notes from Closer to Home. At this time last year, Grand Funk Railroad was merely three young men, unknown but to each other, pulling their new sound together in the obscurity of a brick rehearsal hall in their hometown of Flint, Michigan. Today, the name Grand Funk Railroad means sellout crowds and screaming, standing ovations in the largest, most respected concert halls in the country. Indeed, Grand Funk has matured, and that's what this album is all about. Their music is and has always been a reflection of the most aware, most matured generation in the history of the world. A world which they have inherited, filled with violence, pollution, and desperate, dying elders. Like the generation to which they belong, their first album cried out, "This is me. This is what I see." Their second album, they said, "This is me. This is what I feel." And now with this, their third, they join hands with their millions of brothers and sisters and say, "This is me. This is where I'm going." They are three who belong to the new culture, setting forth on its final voyage through a dying world, searching to find a way to bring us all closer to home. This is Grand Funk Railroad title track. Closer to Home, Dusty Show, Clay Pigeon with you. I'm glad you're listening. Thanks again for Marathon, you guys, for helping us out. It was a great marathon. We made the goal because of you.
I'm your king.
This is Playing Loud in North Carolina. Playing Loud in North Carolina. I can't help it, you guys. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, this is so good. Turn it up. Turn it up now. Turn it up, Herb. You'll get into it, man. Listen to Mark's wah-wah. It's so awesome. And it's tightening around my throat. Sing it, man.
Heaven help me, heaven help me.
Get him off the boat. Take the stranger from my boat.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain. Though I'm feeling mighty sick,
I'm getting out the fog hat. Beatles, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm your captain,
yeah, 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 yeah. Drove the parents crazy.
I'm your captain.
In the 60s and 70s, they never got the yeah, 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 yeah. Even today, the yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah, you can't stop it. You can't kill rock and roll, man. Chuck Berry's dead. They say rock's dead. Can't die, man. Rock and roll dies, and we die, man.
I'm getting closer to my home. I'm getting closer to my home. I'm getting closer to
smoking grapevines out behind Carney's Rexall Pharmacy, putting aspirin in our coke, eating lemon heads and Boston baked beans, cutting our arms on the coarse corn leaves between the rows as we ran. Running through the rows, man, just as if they'd go on forever over those rolling hills. The Midwest, baby.
Closer to my home.
Almost out of time. Just 16 minutes left. Hardy White coming up at the top of the hour. The TNP follows. Dave the Spaz, Chuck Berry Festival tonight. That's going to be awesome. Mrs. Katie's Blue Corvette, Larry Bandy's three-pointer. Some hair metal, hair ballad. Sebastian Bach and Skid Row.
Walk out to the sound of pouring rain. The wind would whisper and I'd think of you. And all the tears you cry, they call my name. And when you need of me, I came through. Paint a picture of the day.
Wait, oh, there I am. What's up, James?
Hey, Clay, how are you?
I'm doing good. You heard the Skid Row.
Had to come down.
Did it draw you in?
It's going to be a long while before we hear Skid Row on the FMU airwaves again, so yeah.
But what is? Why does Skid Row get a pass?
As far as what? Like they're accepted? Like
yeah, I think so.
It could be because it's Jersey. They were legit. They were actually very heavy. They were a little more than just a glam band.
Where were they from in Jersey?
Down the Sayreville
really?
Area.
Did you hear? Well, now, you're young. You're
42.
Yeah. You hear about them before they got famous?
I did, actually.
Was their name going around?
It was starting to... I was reading my Metal Edge magazine, and I started hearing about
it's
this Jersey
for
band.
Skid Row.
And then I heard them for the first time actually on a radio station down the road from where the old FMU used to be.
Sebastian had it all, though, didn't he?
He had
so
pipes.
Are they in that line then from Bruce to Bon Jovi to Skid?
They were more in the... See, I see a difference between Bon Jovi and Bruce.
I know you do, but there
so
is
they were
a
in
connect.
The Bon Jovi.
There is sort of a...
Well, they had the same...
Bon Jovi tried to cop onto that working class aesthetic somewhat.
Well, yeah, now he's selling
tomato
sauce.
Within the context of their era.
Yeah, but...
I was talking to my wife. You think John and Bruce are friends?
I think Bruce tolerates him like a kid brother.
Do you? Yeah.
That's how it plays out in my head.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Would you have Bon Jovi's back if push came to shove? As a
push
Jersey
came
ice?
To shove, yeah.
Would
yeah,
you?
We were talking
so.
Bon Jovi versus Rush. I'm gonna go Jovi.
Are you really? You're gonna go Jovi
yeah.
over Rush?
Yeah.
You love them both.
No. I'm not a big Rush fan.
You're not?
No, I don't like to count when I'm listening to music.
You don't like math? But I thought that they did it so well. They somehow made pop songs out of math.
They were really good. I don't like them. I like their first album a lot.
Yeah.
That was a little more Led Zeppelin sound, and then they started getting more.
But that's a very FMU way of looking, the early stuff.
I'm like, always with the early
purity
stuff. Yeah.
Before the money got to them.
Yeah, right? Actually, Rush was pretty humble all the way through. I'll give them credit for that. They're good guys, from what I understand.
Hey, man, I got to hear some Sebastian, buddy. Love you.
See you, Clay.
You're doing great. You know that.
I'm trying.
You're more and more, you're infiltrating here.
I'm doing what I can.
You're an it guy now.
I'm just following the path that you blaze.
See, you're going to go so far. You're going to go right past me, and I'm going to wave as you pass.
I'll wish you well,
brother. I love you, man. Minutes in front of Hardy White and Miracle Nutrition. I think of Linda Evans sitting in the front row at the Acropolis. There's Yanni up there and the fans on his hair. Oh my God. Listen, James, I'm not kidding. Who wouldn't want that? He'd be very successful.
Oh, absolutely.
The Acropolis, man. Yeah. The beautiful Linda Evans.
He's doing all right.
Adoring and an orchestra at his command. It's like Michael Kamen or something. These are the real stars. Yanni.
Now, was he a musician or did he just conduct? Or was he playing?
That's a great question.
Writing?
Something tells me he had some kind of pop career, maybe in Greece or something prior, and it was all leading. It's like the John Tesh of Greece, kind of. But you got a funny, I love Tesh.
He had some good stuff.
Wholesome radio show. I love it with little pointers about life and stuff.
I never heard his radio show.
Listen to this, man. You can't.
Makes me want to go run.
Me too.
Not
good
really.
Good point.
But.
That was a good line, man. That does make me want to go run. This is a running song.
I won't be running.
It's kind
of
Chariots of Fire, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Motivational.
I like you, man. I am liking being on with you. But you're now Dave has you now. Dave Hill, right?
I hang out and answer the phones.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But he doesn't own me.
Yeah, but he does. You don't know it, man. You're good.
I try.
You're the thing, man.
I'm trying.
You're good, man.
Plowing my way.
Dude, just. You're so, you have much integrity.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For an ounce of that.
You got it in spades, man.
I've scraped it onto the pavement so many years.
No way.
4 a.m, watching the sun come up.
Well, we all been there.
Crawling home.
That's
for
all right.
Years, buddy.
And now, but, you know, it's all paying off now.
I was living for the moment.
Yeah.
The pleasures of the moment.
I'm sorry, what was your band's name? Demented Iris?
You thought I was kidding, didn't you, when I said I'm getting a fog hat out? We're going back to the first album, produced by Todd Rundgren at Bearsville. In Bearsville, right by Woodstock up there in New York. Utopia. Oh, man. I love the Catskills. Fog hat comment?
I got this album.
Of course you
absolutely
do, man. You gotta have it. You're a man, right?
Yeah.
Fog hat, baby. I just want to make love to you. Oh, this is going to kick in so good. I'll shut up.
I don't want you to cook my bread. I don't want you to make my bed. I don't want your money. I just wanna make love to you. I don't want you to be
your slave. I don't want you work all day. I don't want you to be Santa Claus. I just want to make love to you. I can tell by the way that you baby talk. I can see by the way that you switch and walk. I can tell by the way that you treat your man. But I can love you, baby, it's a crying shame. I don't want you to wash my clothes. I don't want you to keep a home. I don't want you to be true. I just wanna make love to you.
Gonna do it. It's over. I just got here. That's the Dusty Show. 1 hour and gone. Like a stiff breeze. 4 minutes in front of seven. Can that be? It's still light out. Everything's wrong. Everything's right. Nothing's in the middle. I'm uptight, but it's gonna be a great night. Hardy's next, to get the party started, Hardy. And then, Sinners, Crossroads, Kevin Nutt, Dave the Spaz, Chuck Berry, Special Spectacular, Nickname, Stan, the Thursday Night Package. And I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave you. With a little Des Moines music, Slipknot from Des Moines, Corey Taylor and the gang, Mick Thompson, the Nameless Subliminal Verses. I love you all. Thank you, Jimmy in Brooklyn. You're beautiful too, baby.
Invade, enraged, don't condescend.
Don't even disagree.
Desire, disappoint.
Delight.
You suffered then.
Now suffer unto me. Love fashion.
Take another look.
Remember.
No return to
die.
Decide.
Live with me.
Forgive
us.
If
I do want to be free.
Joey Jordison. Somebody write on the ACU now and say, I can take it. I can take it. As Tom Berenger said, take the pain. Jealous, Frankie. Dale can take it. F, yes, he says. You can take it, right? You can take it.
Korn?
You can take it. Slipknot.
Slipknot. I could take it, but I don't know where I'm going to leave it.
Oh, man, don't leave it. Keep it in your heart, buddy.
You're mine.
Iowa?
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Time now for Hardy White's Miracle Nutrition as the TNP rolls on.
Got shrimp all over
so
my
Joe
hand.
Hang on, I can't get this.
Right.
Ah, the CD player. All right. So I was saying, Joe Plotlock from the Mustard Babies is also from North Arlington, and he actually recorded his single "Death Nancy" in the studio that you are now sitting in.
In fact, it still smells like pork roll in here.
I think you mean Taylor Ham.
I'm not getting into that again. Also, I'm not from North Arlington. My Aunt Alice lived there, and we got sent to live with her a couple times after setting fire to stuff.
I don't think I want to know about this.
No, you absolutely do not.
But what we do want to know about and what we want to tell the listeners about is that we are about to give away my DJ Premium, which is incredibly special this year. It is Mike Rear from the Slack Macaques.
The bass player?
Yes, for a mouse pledge, you can be in the running to win Slack Macaque's bass player Mike Rear, generously donated by his bandmates. Oh, and he's tall, so you get extra bass player. That's right, and the number is to make your pledge, 800.
Hey, Hardy, are we eligible to win?
I don't think so.
I'd use him to prop up my bookshelf. I'm using the drummer from Goopy Gardens now, and he's getting old.
So where are we headed? Is it a surprise?
Yeah, I've never been this far from Jersey City. What, are we in the Heights?
Yeah, we're going to White Manna Diner.
There's a time portal there, isn't there?
How did you guess?
We never go to North Jersey restaurants unless there's a time portal.
That's not true.
Name one time.
Whatever. But this is going to be extra fun. We're going to go back a few years to watch some boxing in the gym next door.
Oh, fun.
I hope something goes wrong, because that doesn't sound very exciting for the show.
Well, something always goes wrong.
Oh, man, this place is great.
Yeah, it was in the World's Fair.
What was it? The restaurant from the future?
I'm not sure.
Because if it was, it's super accurate. Because this is totally how a restaurant looks in the future.
Hello. Can I have a hamburger?
Oh, of course. Nothing would delight me more than to serve you a hamburger. Each morning I wake up with the expectation that a gentleman such as yourself will ask me if he can have a hamburger.
Are you the guy who usually works here?
Oh, yes. Every day, rain or shine, eagerly anticipating your desires. Make that two hamburgers.
You have any vegetarian options?
Oh, yes. Let me list them rather than you straining your eyesight by looking at the menu, for I have no better task to perform than reading out loud to you like a parent might do for an infant.
I'll just look at the menu myself, thanks.
I don't think this is the guy who normally works here.
Yeah, something's up.
Agreed.
Well, where's the time portal?
It's in that booth right there.
Let's go now. This guy's giving me the creeps.
All right, here goes.
What are you doing?
I'm shaving. I want to look my best before the big gang war.
Jeez, you just cut yourself.
I'm trying to get acclimated to being cut open. Here.
What do I want with a bloody razor?
No, the blood stays on the razor.
The heck it does? That's nasty. I'm going to have this thing professionally cleaned. Some of this I remember, other parts I took from dreams.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, I'm doing a voiceover, Don.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
So, I'm done.
All right. Dear Lord, we're about to go have a New Jersey gang war. And we were hoping you'd put in a good word with yourself so that we don't get things cut off or eyes poked out or what have you. Thank you. Amen. So, Butchie, who is this on my medallion?
That's Ernie Bushmiller's Nancy.
Right. And what did she do?
She aggravated and annoyed Squares with her relentless humanity.
Very good. Well, let's rumble, shall we?
Man, there's a lot of dirty people here. What's the name of our gang?
Well, we're called the Dad's Rabbis. They call me Rabbi Bourgeoisie, even though I'm not an actual rabbi. It's just because I wear this iron kippah into battle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hey, everyone. Oh, well, if it isn't Mad-Eye Lou. You with us or not, Lou?
Yeah, I think so. I was hoping for a discount at the bar, though, if that's cool.
I think we can arrange something.
Then let's do it!
Will you, do you mind getting the door for us, Lou?
Oh, no problem.
So, is this it, Rabbi? Your new army? A handful of real estate agents and a stevedore?
Hey, thanks, Hardy, for calling me a stevedore.
Why, if it isn't Hardy the Haberdasher. You said this was a battle between warriors, not a bunch of... What are you supposed to be?
Menacing.
Oh, you look like Morris dancers. Anyway, you said to bring warriors, so warriors is what I brought.
The pork rolls! The Maxwells!
The Path Rats.
The Bambergers. We are gathered here on this old-timey New Jersey ground, the real radio people versus fictional characters, and we're going to fight each other with garden tools and household objects until we find out who holds sway over my future New Jersey radio show.
Question. What, Don? We're not actually going to hurt or kill one another, are we?
Oh, man, I hope not.
So it's mainly about the sound effects.
Exactly. So make sure to make lots of oofing sounds and all.
I'm going to hit two real machetes together. Butchie, you get back in that awful, filthy, dangerous barn. This is no place for a child-sized man. First of all, I could lick every single one of you with my teeth and a cocktail spear.
He's right.
All right. Let's rumble.
Hey, Hardy.
Hey, Lou. Mind if I run you through with this sharp stick?
Yeah, no problem. This is like the historical reenacting we do at home.
Man, Josie said he looks